Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you. You're right. We have a tendency to fear bad news, even when there is no bad news. We fear that bad news might be just around the corner, and that very fear robs us of living in the moment. Jesus did not live in fear of bad news. He knew that whatever came, he would be fully supplied by his Father. He did not feel compelled to worry ahead because he knew that whatever bad news he might encounter, he would find the Father's provision in place. This peace and confidence did not come from the idea that nothing bad would ever happen, but rather that anything bad or difficult would be under the careful supervision of his Father. And this, to me, is like if anybody had something to fear more than anything in the whole world, it would be Jesus, knowing what he was facing ahead of him on that cross. And yet somehow, some way, he managed to live in faith over fear. So speak to that.
Yeah. I mean, who had a more chaotic life than Jesus? And, you know, and he had whatever it is that we have legitimately to fear times 100 Jesus had. And yet he lived so at rest with his heart and his soul so at rest that he offered people, if you follow me, if you take my teaching, I'll teach you how to live at rest. That's what he used to draw people to his teaching. So here's the thing. Anyone who tries to tell you, if you just pray right, or if your faith is exactly correct, you won't have anything to fear because nothing bad will happen. That is just simply not true. But to know the Father in such a way that whatever bad might happen will be met immediately at that moment with the power and provision of the Father, and he does not give grace and power for the things we imagine into the future about. I illustrate the story of when we heard the news that my husband had brain cancer so advanced and such a type of cancer that there simply was no even treatment for it. And the doctor's words were, I think we're measuring your life in weeks. And if I imagined that in advance, I could not imagine I would not just fall apart under it. But in that moment, my husband and I both said to each other, this blanket of peace descended, and there was no explanation for it. It wasn't congruent with the circumstances. It was completely outside of what ought to be, and yet it just settled on us, and it didn't leave. When the next day news was worse and the next week news was worse, that peace just stayed, and I cannot explain it. And I wish I could give you a formula, but I'm just going to say there is no bad news. There's no event that might occur in your life for which the Father will not be fully present in that moment.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.